Monday of the 24th week of Ordinary Time, 1 Corinthians 11, verses 17 and following. Brothers and sisters, in giving this instruction, I do not praise the fact that your meetings are doing more harm than good. First of all, I hear that when you meet as a church, there are divisions among you, and to a degree I believe it. There have to be factions among you in order that also those who are approved among you may become known. When you meet in one place, then, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, each one goes ahead with his own supper, and one goes hungry while another gets drunk. Do you not have houses in which you can eat and drink? Or do you show contempt for the church of God and make those who have nothing feel ashamed? What can I say to you? Shall I praise you? In this matter, I do not praise you. For I receive from the Lord what I also hand on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and after he had given thanks, broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also the cup, after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant of my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes." The word of the Lord. In the beginning of the letter, St. Paul addresses the problem of factions and the need for unity in Christ. Now we see how those factions are reflected in the way they celebrate the liturgy. The Holy Mass was celebrated in homes, and since only the home of the wealthy could be able to lodge so many people as the community would have, that's where the Masses were celebrated. The problem was that instead of having a communion and centering in the Lord, the Mass became an occasion for some kind of like a potluck dinner that was mixed with the liturgy. In addition to that, well, in this house, it was a private home, the host could have reserved the best room for the wealthier clients, and then those who had to come late because they work will take the less important areas of the house, where probably even the food was not as good. And it became kind of a pagan way of fellowship. They lost the point, and St. Paul is very concerned about this. What is the point for us? Beware of how we celebrate Holy Mass and realize that in order to be authentic Christian fellowship, it must be founded on the realization that the Mass is a sacrifice. And that is why he emphasizes on the blood and the body as being separated, because that's what happens in a sacrifice in the victim. And so if we go to Mass attentive that we are ourselves the victim, uniting with the victim, that we are giving of ourselves, it brings us into Jesus Christ. We worship together, and instead of seeking to find the better place or the nice food that I want in the fellowship, I come to die, to give myself, to be born again. And so focusing on Jesus Christ allows Christ to take over. And just as the Holy Spirit turns the bread into the body of Christ and the wine into the blood, I become transformed unto Christ. And I give my life for Christ in my brothers and sisters. And then true fellowship can happen. And then after the Eucharist, the potluck can happen, the nice fellowship meal, and people will not separate into the little groups with the people that you like best and ignore the others, but we truly become community through the sacrifice. But I must first enter into Christ and die to myself to be attentive to that and to allow God to really bring us into community. And so let us go now to the Gospel, Luke 7, 1 to 10. When Jesus had finished all his words to the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave who was ill and about to die, and he was valuable to him. When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and save the life of his slave. They approached Jesus and strongly urged him to come, saying, "He deserves to have you do this for him, for he loves our people, and he built the synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them. But when he was only a short distance from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and let my servant be healed. For I too am a person subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning, said to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When the messengers returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. The Gospel of the Lord. This man was a Roman officer. A centurion means that he has 100 men under his command. He is also a slave owner, as were the centurions. They had servants, slaves. A man like this was an abomination to the Jews because he's a member of the occupying Roman army. He would be detested. He would be rejected and condemned. And how that can happen to us, that a person, because of their class, where they come from, etc., the person can become detestable to us. And the point is that in spite of this man being part of all that, because that's his background, that's where he found himself, sometimes we are who we are in a large degree because of our culture, or because the situations that we have grown up in. But what is this man doing with this reality? He is a man who cares for his slaves. He's humiliating himself. Going to a Jew, I mean, a centurion would see a Jew as a nothing. And yet, this man calls Jesus Lord. And this man cares to honor Jesus and say, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. This is the words that we say before the Eucharist. The words of this pagan became part of the Catholic liturgy. What is happening here? This man, in spite of his environment, is open to the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit is guiding him to the truth, and he can recognize Jesus and honor Jesus and align himself with the fact that Jesus is Lord and go to him with humility. This is what faith is, that openness to the Spirit, that yielding to the grace of God. In addition, he's a man who loves the Jews, and the Jews can even recognize that. And he built for them their synagogue in Capernaum. And that's where Jesus often went to preach. Thanks to that centurion that made possible for the Jews to gather and to hear the word of God. And so it is truly an amazing man in spite of being a Roman centurion. The Lord is inviting us to discover the good that is in everybody, in spite of their limitations, and then encourage them to fullness, as Jesus does. May the Lord bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.